UPS is hiring warehouse workers, package handlers in our Louisville, Kentucky hub. Our warehouses are team settings where everyone truly has each other's backs, and we work together to deliver what matters to customers and communities. We're paying up to $21 an hour and offer great benefits, including 100% paid tuition, plus housing for some with our Metro College or Loop programs. Shift your team, shift your future, shift your life. Visit upsjobs.com to apply. That's upsjobs.com. Make the shift, make a difference. UPSjobs.com.
Tired of eating the same homemade meals over and over again? Want to switch it up? LocallyOwnedDelivery.com safely brings the restaurants to you. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, they'll bring it to you. Delivery.com delivers some of the finest restaurants in Metro Louisville. Miss going out to eat but still want to support your favorite restaurants? Delivery.com has got you covered. Use promo code ORDERNOW for $10 off your next order. Sit back, relax. Your meal's on its way. Delivery.com. We bring the restaurants to you.
That works.
That's his game. They don't get back. They would look. Now look at this steal. Here's the steal. Three on one. Alley-oop. Oh my goodness. Marcus Mizzen.
And you certainly are in love with him here in Louisville. Marcus in the open floor. Hops. Incredible.
Get up, get up, get up, get up. Let's get ready for Marcus Maven. You're about midway to the midday with Marcus Maven. And you can call in, I lay back and just listen to Marcus Maven. So sit back and relax and watch Maven.
Break it down like this.
Woo! Broadcasting live from the OPC Pest Services studio. Time for Middays with Marcus Maven on 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Marcus Maven and Steve Rummage.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Middays with Marcus Maven here on 93.9 The Ville. Minus Marcus Maven. I told you, this is the wedding 48 hour for him, and he is the host, the reverend, the pastor, the officiant of the wedding. So, and it's his son. So, you know what? I was like, bro, just do your thing, man. Listen,
yeah.
I like to go on my vacations. And when I'm on vacation, it's very hit or miss. You know, sometimes I'm like, yeah, I'm going to be on 3 days. And then one of those days, like, oh, we end up doing something. And the wife's like, are you going to stay in the whole time? I'm like, no, all right. You know, so a lot goes into that. So allow him, let's have some grace and allow him to enjoy his 2 days not being here at all. So good for him, man.
Absolutely.
And good for Jalen.
Yeah, congratulations, buddy.
Yeah, just for circadian rhythm, though, I would still like my sound. Or do I just do what? Once you get in the one chair, you don't get sound? Is that
ass
what we're
doing? Ass meets bench. Bench retains ass.
Thank you. Texter says, you've been on for 3 seconds. Talk sports.
Thank you, listener.
We have a ton of sports to get to. Now, Marcus and I do things a little different when we're in chair one. One thing is I try to respond to majority of text. And two, just give you a quick rundown. You know, we got Donovan Mitchell on the docket today. Gonna have a good conversation about that and how I think the potential move isn't necessarily a bad thing for Louisville with Donovan Mitchell. So we'll chat about that. We'll get to that. A lot of photo dumps come out last night on Instagram from the players. Some things I want to chat about there. You see some stuff that I think that excites the fan base. Excites the fan base. Jody Demling, Cardinal Insider, 5:30 to 6:30 every day here on 93.9 The Ville. Was on with Drew Diener and Mark Blankenbaker this morning. Going to play that later. Going to play that. It was maybe, and we might even dissect it later. I'm not sure. I just haven't decided yet how I want to do that. So we'll either play it at the end, or actually I'm leaning towards maybe maybe we'll run through it or get some stuff from it and talk about it too. So we got all that. Plus, we got Nicky V in here, and Nick always brings.
They want the boot.
Listen, he's got a very colorful shirt on today. It's a button up. It's
quite prideful.
It's kind of a rainbow. I like it. I like it. No, it looks good though.
No, I just kind of found this thing. Yeah, and I was like, you know what? I need to wear a button down, and it's a button down Thursday, and it was also clean. It was in my clean laundry hamper.
Ah.
I was like, I don't know where I got this from.
Okay,
but I was like, well, first off, let's see if it fits. Because I went off the Vitality wagon a little bit. So
sure. By the way, I want to mention,
snug, not bad.
I'm down 12 pounds.
Look at you.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yep. So I've been changing some things up. Just trying to change some things up.
I'm doing Jeanette's birthday this weekend, and I don't. I think I'm going to ease back into a Vitality thing to usher in my 33rd year on this planet.
Yeah, I'm kind of doing.
I guess it'll be my 34th.
It's your Jesus year. Oh, never mind. You're already in it.
I'm in my Jesus year now.
Yeah, 33, right?
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
I've only got like 6 weeks of it left.
Yep.
Man, I feel like I didn't do enough in my Jesus year.
I feel like that's something I wish I knew when I turned 33.
Yeah, I was going to say, I was like, man.
I mean, you know, you could open the Bible. But it was... Maybe dust off your Bible, Nick.
I was going to say, I was like,
flip through the pages a little bit.
Crack that bad boy open.
Yes,
again.
Yes. Anyways, just a thought.
Need a little Jesus in my life. Yeah.
No, but we'll get to all that. Also, a few off topic things I want to get to today. But majority, we're going to dive in. You know, there's a couple things. Louisville football, we're getting a little closer. But watching College Football Live yesterday, which is back, I saw something that I had kind of forgot about and not sure I even knew. Regarding a team in the Big 12 that gives me there's a scene in the 300, which is one of my favorite movies ever, right? Like, I think that's a rite of passage. Like, you can call it toxic masculinity, whatever, but I'm like, that's a rite of passage as a man. You got to watch 300.
Dude, that movie's awesome.
Yeah, you just have to.
So many good lines.
Cut your eyelids off. And make them watch it if they don't want to watch it. Like, that's something kids, like, it's like, yeah, sorry. Like, my son, listen, when you turn, I talk to Elijah. I'm like, listen, you're 13. It's time. We're going to sit down. And we did. We're going to watch the 300. Son, you're going to see some things you might have never seen. But this is a movie that you need to watch. Because there's so many lessons to be made from this movie. Or to be learned from this movie.
Did he start Spartan kicking his brother?
Yeah, just... Nah, I think it's the other way around. But there's a scene in that movie, and I'm just going to tease that conversation with this. And I tell you all this at the beginning of the show. Let me just... Like I said, me and Marcus, we do things differently. I tell you, the listener, a lot of this stuff at the beginning of the show, so you can hold me accountable, too. So you can say, hey, get back to that. I want to know... You mentioned this at the beginning of the show. I want to hear about that, you know. There's a scene in that movie, Nick, where I think it's right after they kill the immortals, right?
Right.
And King Leonidas is standing over the side of the mountain, and he's looking. And the guy who's telling the story, just incredible, he makes a comment and says, even for a minute, a king started to believe. Like, maybe. Like, you know, maybe us 300... Maybe we're going to win this thing, man. Like, you know, maybe we're going to do it. And watching College Football Live last night, I was like, you know what? Maybe we got a shot here. To do something
special.
Saying
there's a chance.
So, anyways, we'll get to that. We'll get to that as well. So, somebody says, what does Maven get for a wedding gift for the son that randomly blesses him with random cash deposits? That's pretty funny and a good point. Not really sure what you get your son who's in the league. Steve, have you ever thought about a juice fast? Yes, yes. And I've been intermediate fasting. I've been doing 8 on and 16 off.
Yeah, I need to start working that in a little bit. Yeah, I actually almost did it yesterday, but I ate a little bit afterwards.
Now, part of my 16 is while I'm sleeping, you know, like.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to. Somebody said, turned 45 today, first time, felt like I was getting old. Mine's when I get down on my knees now, like, and try to get back up. Like, my knees hurt. I'm like, you know, insert your joke there. But
I was going to say, it's like, I just kind of left you hanging on that one. I'm sorry.
Whatever. let's see. Somebody said, oh, that was funny. The butt meets bench. they said that was good timing. Good timing on that there. Okay, let's get to it. Let's dive into it. I'm going to start with this because this summer, it feels like... and we got the British Open updates.
Yes, we do. We have one actually coming up in about 90 seconds. We want to head out to...
Let's take that one. Let's go ahead and do that one.
Let's do that one?
Yeah, because there's two options, right?
Yeah, we got the early or the late.
Let's do this one.
Okay, we'll go,
Here in 90 seconds, we'll take a British Open update because I want to... I think I'm going to kick it off with the Donovan Mitchell conversation for a second.
I like it.
Yeah, because just the story, you know, that's out there, him and Lamar are... Donovan and Lamar are really the story nationally with sports and have been really for the past month. It's been Donovan Mitchell, NBA. You know, you have Lamar Jackson, NFL. You know, whether it's the disrespect of Lamar or whether it's will he, you know, sign, will he not? And then Donovan Mitchell, there's obviously been trade rumors. And there seems to be a favorite in the clubhouse now, and it's the New York Knicks. And I know that's something that excites Nikki, so we're going to get into that. But I also think that there's more to that move, if it were to happen, that we have to look at. So a lot to get there. How much time we got?
We have 30 seconds.
30 seconds. So I can't do 30 seconds like of, you know, oh, here we go. Like, this is, you know, I will say this.
Now, this is the first one of the day. So, I just switched something in the back. So, we should be good.
So, there's a chance this may not work.
I didn't want to say that, okay. But yeah.
Well, if it don't, then we'll dive right in. We'll just jump right into the Donovan.
Let's see. Here we go.
All right,
let's
try it out.
3, 2, 1. Come on.
Hey. Special report on the 150th British Open Championship, sponsored by Grainger. Grainger has supplies and solutions for every industry. Visit Grainger.com. Mid-afternoon at St. Andrews, first round for Tiger Woods now underway, and Tiger quickly found the water. He dunked his approach at the first into the Swillican Burn and made double bogey 6. Cameron Young made 0 mistakes on his way to an 8-under 64 in the outright lead. 2 players at 5-under, 3 back. Cam Smith, who's in the clubhouse, and Rory McIlroy, who is on the road hole, the 17th. Xander Schauffele coming off back-to-back wins. He's 4-under, 4 back. World number 1 Scottie Scheffler has strung together 3 straight birdies at 3, 4, and 5. He's 3-under, 5 off the lead. Fellow Dallas native Will Zalatoris using the baby arm lock putting technique, 1-over through 14, 9 back. Zalatoris, the runner-up at the previous 2 majors, the PGA Championship and the U.S. Open. I'm Ted Emmerich, Westwood One Sports.
In the wee hours of the night, when everyone else is fast asleep, you're the one on third shift, burning the midnight oil. When a part fails and everything comes to a grinding halt, regardless of what the clock on the wall says, you leap into action. Grainger is with you and all the ones who get it done. With 24/7 customer support by phone or click to chat. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Ray Magliozzi here for eBay Motors. So you have to drive 300 miles to your cousin's wedding. Okay, so it's his fourth. But you know what they say, fourth time's the charm. Well, here's the problem. Your tires are as bald as I am. But lucky for you, eBay Motors has tires for just about every make and model. Plus wheels, lug nuts, jack stands, and more. 122 million parts. Do they have tissues? Oh, good, because I'm definitely a crier. Get the right parts at the right prices. eBay Motors. Let's ride.
Well, that was riveting stuff, and I'm glad we got that, because now I feel informed about the British Open, and now I know what's happening. So
right there, baby.
And the sponsors.
I felt like I was in England.
Yes. So that was nice. So welcome back. Donovan Mitchell, Talk Heats Up, and we said it yesterday when we went off the air, said, listen, in 24 hours, there'll probably be another story here. Well, reports are that the Utah Jazz have entered into some conversation with the New York Knicks for Donovan Mitchell. I guess if there's a front runner, you know, that would be the front runner there. But Donovan Mitchell to the New York Knicks is good, I think, for many reasons. First off, you know, I will say this. The Knicks, I like when they're good. Like, I'm not, like, necessarily a Knicks fan, per se, but, like, I like when the Knicks are good. Like, that's one of those teams where you want, I don't know, it's just, it's cool when you can turn it on and you see a big-time playoff game and a playoff series, and it's the New York Knicks, you know? It's like, okay, this is cool, you know? Like, I enjoy
it. Big market team.
Yes.
It's like, look, I'm not going with you. I'm not a Cowboys fan necessarily.
Yeah, yeah.
But it makes football more compelling when Dallas is good.
Which, by the way, the Cowboys are totally setting Mike McCarthy up to get fired this year to hire Sean Payton.
Is that the long play?
It's right over your shoulder. I mean, like, it's 100. Like, it's, dude, it's, I feel bad for Mike McCarthy at this point. Like, bro, they're setting you up. Like, you're done.
Dead man walking.
Yeah, you're done. They're going to. But here's the thing. First, and I will say this. If Donovan Mitchell went to the Knicks, I would buy one of those black Knick jerseys.
All right.
Those are sharp.
I mean,
those are sharp.
I firmly don't usually buy the, because people get traded.
Yeah, I know. No, I'm the same way.
As I've gotten older, these kids, they're like kids. Like, I feel weird almost sometimes wearing a kid's name on my back. But if he goes to the Knicks, there will be a Donovan Mitchell Knicks jersey. I think I'm going to go with the classic blue.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
blue and
you
orange,
should. Like, being a fan of the Knicks, like a lifelong fan of the Knicks, like, yeah. But for me, like, I get to come in and be snobby and just grab, like, the alternate black ones. Like,
The alternate blacks, I do like them.
Yeah, so yeah. I will probably grab one of those for sure. But here's the thing. Donovan Mitchell to the Knicks, I think it's good for Louisville, too. Louisville obviously has a great connection with the Knicks. Worldwide Wesley with the Knicks. You know, Kenny Payne, connections with the Knicks. Multiple avenues there. I think that could be a nice working relationship for Louisville. Down, you know, as we go on, because here's the thing, and I'm going to kind of parlay the two conversations together. I think one of the reasons why I've got annoyed with the heavy criticism of the basketball team and stuff right now is it's like, to me, there's a bigger vision here with, like, okay, where the program is and where it's going to go, you know, as far as, like, I'm looking at this Kenny Payne thing, and I'm like, okay, the potential for where our program can be 2, 3, 4 years from now, 5 years from now, 10 years from now, whatever, you know, I mean, I'm not saying you got to wait that long to be good. I think they'll be good in year two, like, good as far as expectations good. I mean, hell, I think they're going to be good this year. As far as will they be a good team? Yeah, I think they will be. You know, championship, national title contender, Final Four contender? Probably not, but I think they'll be a good team. I don't think they're going to be picking up the back end of the ACC by any stretch. I think they'll be pushing for a top six seed in the ACC. But I look down the road and I say, okay, where can this go? Big picture. Like, what kind of program? Because Kenny Payne has been clear. I'm building a program, and I don't care, you know, this is how we're doing it. Because this is the vision. And if one thing, everybody would have to agree, Kenny Payne seems as though he's a vision guy. Like, I have a vision, and this is where we're going. So when I hear things like Donovan Mitchell to the Knicks, I see our team up at MSG. You know, I see our team, you know, getting to go watch Knicks practices. I see Knicks players coming here to work out, you know, to do things, to Donovan Mitchell bringing guys, whoever, you know, with him, you know, and it being a good connection. Like, you see that, and that's a good thing. I mean, you can make fun, you can laugh at the Knicks, whatever, you know, they haven't been good lately and different things, but to have pros and ambassadors like Donovan Mitchell, see what I'm saying? Look, and then you went from Donovan Mitchell to Sean Payton to Lamar Jackson. It's just a rotation. Donovan Mitchell, Cowboys, Lamar Jackson. Donovan Mitchell, Cowboys, Lamar Jackson. Or you switch it up, you go Cowboys, Lamar Jackson, Donovan Mitchell. Like, that's
a lot of U of L in the headlines.
Look, Lamar Jackson, two different stations. Lamar Jackson up here. I bet if I turned on Fox right now on Skip and Shannon,
yeah,
like I bet that would be, actually, you know what? Just for the heck of it, I'm going to pull my YouTube TV up.
All right. I'm going to CBSSports.com to see what one of the.
Because, listen, I'm on my YouTube TV, and I'm going to go to Skip and Shannon. Skip and Shannon are talking, well, they're talking about Kevin Durant.
Oh.
They beat me.
Third story on the ticker. Jazz focus on Knicks and Mitchell trade talks.
Yeah, like, I mean, that's the conversation.
That's on CBS Sports.
Yes.
Well, fourth, kind of, because it's under the live updates of Rory solid outing in the open.
So I said baby arm lock putting technique sounded a little rough. That's fine. So I say he needs to go to the Heat if he wants to win.
No.
Son says Donovan Mitchell needs to head to South Beach to my Miami Heat.
Oh.
So he says, no, Donnie, don't go. The Knicks are poison.
Pot. Fair, but
the Lakers need you.
No.
Says, what about the talent that would be around Donovan? Would they be a contender? Somebody says, the Knicks are just good for basketball. MSG is hollow ground. See, I agree with that. I heard someone say a sleeper team for Donovan could be Memphis. I mean, I don't want Donovan in Memphis. Taint him.
I mean, that'd be cool.
I mean, it would be cool, but I don't want it to.
Yeah.
Allen Houston in the Knicks connection, you know.
Yeah, there you go.
I agree.
Like, who's the guy on the coaching staff that's with Roc Nation?
Well, he's going to be – supposedly he's going to be here in August or so. Okay. Justin Perez.
Okay, that's right. I'm drawing a blank on the name. So.
And would be kind of in that circle with Reese and Milt and, you know, the guys there. I can't remember the guy's name right off the top of my head. They got another guy from the NBA that just came in and took a spot in there.
God, New York and Louisville. Just how cool would that be?
I know, right? I mean, because that's – so, I mean, do you kind of get what I'm saying there with, like, I think there's benefits to Donovan Mitchell going to the Knicks. I mean, like, you know, I think you build a nice little connection there. And not saying Donovan's not going to have a connection with Louisville wherever he goes. If he's a Heat, he'll be right back up here with Bam Adebayo and those guys working out, you know. If he goes to the Nets, I saw the Nets kind of out there too. He'll be back with whoever they have on their team, probably, you know.
Right. I mean,
maybe
KD.
Is Ben Simmons still on the Nets?
Yeah.
Oh, Donovan and Ben Simmons. Oh.
What's up? Rookie of the year?
Yeah, rookie of the
How's
year.
How's that jump shot coming
hey,
there,
buddy?
Fam?
Yeah, somebody says Donovan Mitchell, Julius Randle, and RJ Barrett have ties to this coaching staff. That's true, too, because you got Nolan Smith.
Nolan Smith, yeah. Obviously, Kenny Payne with Julius Randle.
Right.
God, and if they're going to be good at all, they need to keep Julius and RJ Barrett.
You would like, well, they've said they're not trading RJ Barrett.
Hell, I hope not.
Yeah, they're like, it's just not happening. Julius, they may have to. Hmm. I mean, if you want to get.
He was up and down last season, but they have so many draft picks, man.
I know.
I mean, they have like 11, and they get, and well, but it costs four for Rudy Gobert. So.
Well, I agree with the text line as far as Miami. Like, I think Miami may be the perfect spot to win if I'm just thinking Donovan winning the championship quicker. I think the Knicks benefit me more. You know what I'm saying? Like, whatever. Yeah. If you'll allow me to do that. But yeah, I mean, I think those two places. Like, what I don't want is for him to end up somewhere just kind of on a team that's there, but, you know, it's like, well, you know, they end up like a Memphis, for instance, you know, where it's like, that's another, like, if I'm leaving Utah, I'm going to a big market. I'm going to South Beach, or I'm going to, you know.
You think.
Like I saw, I think it was a joke post, but, like, you know, like somebody said the Magic, you know, gonna, and it's like the Magic, I think, truthfully, not just because I have love for Orlando, but, like, the Magic, I think, are really in place to be good in the next 4 or 5 years. Like, I think you're going to see them become a team. It's like, oh, man, because they've got a really good young roster, and they've got 5 first-round picks in the next 3 drafts. Like,
oh, wow.
They're going to continue to add, like, talent. Like, they're a team that I think, like, the Hawks did, what, probably a decade ago, where you were like, man, the Hawks are – watch out for them. Like, they're going to be good in a couple years. And damn, then they just ended up being like a 1 seed.
I just pulled up the roster for the Magic. Yeah, it's a crap ton of young dude.
Yes.
Jalen Suggs, Bol Bol, Mo Bamba, Cole Anthony, Jonathan Isaac, Paolo Banchero. God.
Yeah.
Emerald Schofield. I mean, and Wendell Carter Jr., Markelle Fultz.
Yeah.
Franz Wagner. Wow.
Yeah, they got Mo and Franz Wagner.
Yeah. Mo Wagner, yeah. RJ Hampton.
Wow. Caleb Houston has been one of the best players in the Summer League, you know, this year. So that's why I say, and actually, Mo Bamba may have gotten traded, or he's getting traded. It's possible.
Let's see.
But even regardless, though, like, you know, you look at a team like that, and I'm like, I like that, but I don't know if I would want Donovan to go to a team like that. Like, you know, it's like, okay, Donovan Mitchell, he's a perennial all-star type player. It's like, do I send him? Like, they're doing their own thing. Like, they have a nice system. They're building up from the draft. And again, like I said, 5 first-round picks for the Magic in the next 3 drafts. I mean, like, they're going to be doing their thing, you know?
Right.
So that means basically 2 a year, and 2 for 2 years and 1 another year.
Oh, wow. Bamba just last week got a 2-year $21 million extension with the with the Magic.
Okay, I knew he got something. That's why I was like, because they were talking about maybe trading him or what.
Yeah, I remember seeing him in the news, but I'm not going to, like, fake take. Like, I don't really follow the Magic.
I know that they were – I've just started just because I'm like, well, if we move there, I got to kind of, you know – start to learn.
Practice your Magic takes.
Yeah. And they're young, so I feel like I can jump on board with them. That's what I love about the NBA. I can kind of jump wherever I want because, like, I have no true loyalty, you know?
Right. Like, and also, there's all.
Except to Jordan. I have loyalty to Jordan.
There's you're not too far away from a local tie.
Yeah. I mean, there's somebody, you know, that's why Donovan, you know, I kind of. Because in the NFL, I don't do that. Like, Lamar. Yes, like, but if Lamar, I've said it on the show many times, if it's Baltimore and Dallas in the Super Bowl, like, people are like, well, are you torn? No. I want Dallas to win.
Right.
I'm not torn. Like, no, you don't understand. Like, Dallas runs in my family. Like it's different. Like, I lose sleep when Dallas loses games. You know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah, right. It's
team. Louisville-esque for me. Like, I'm like, no, I am a Dallas Cowboys fan. Like, it hurts me when they lose. You know, like, I'm like, ugh. Like, I get angry. I'm don't talk to me, you know, if they blow a game or whatever.
What would it take for you to become like if it was a Ravens-Cowboys Super Bowl? Like,
I mean, it would be easier to take. I would say that. Like,
but I'm saying, like, are there, like, what if Devontae Parker, who evidently was playing in a kickball league. He was playing in the Wednesday kickball league against our boy PK.
Really?
He's like, yeah, we lost like 7-3. He's like, guess who's in the outfield? I was like, oh, he's like, Devontae Parker. I was like, get him on our team, PK.
Yeah, I would not kick it there.
Yeah. But I mean, like, if Devontae, like, how many cards would it take to go on the Ravens for it to be like a.
The Louisville Cardinal team.
Yeah.
It would have to be the Louisville Cardinals. in a scrimmage.
How many Cardinals are in the pros right now for football? Like, I think there's like 12 or something like that.
Yeah, probably close to.
Yeah, so if all 12 of them were on the Ravens.
No.
Okay, I'm just wondering.
Unless it was the Louisville Cardinals. Like, if Pierce Clarkson and the Louisville Cardinals were like, we're going to scrimmage the Dallas Cowboys, I'd go for Louisville.
Okay, that's fair.
Like, because they do have the number one spot in my heart. But, like, it's not by a ton. Like, that's how I feel with my NFL. Like, I'm like, no, I don't care. Lamar Jackson to Devontae Parker. I'm like, God dang it, what? Diggs, what are you doing? You know, like, what are you doing? Like, yeah, no, that's me. Like, I'm perfectly fine with that. But like I said,
That's fair.
The game ends, I'm gonna be pissed. But when Lamar hoisted the Lombardi, I would probably be like, hey. Here's to
you. Yeah, salute. Yeah.
Yeah. Salute, Lamar. Go get him, baby. You know, because my Louisville fandom is still, you know, is still number one. So, but now I will say this. I'm all in for Lamar. Like, when, look, they in the playoffs, I'm all in. I want the Dallas-Baltimore Super Bowl. Like, so I'm not that guy. You know, I'm not like, well, I don't want them to play because, well, oh, right behind you. Should the Knicks go all in for Donovan Mitchell? You see what I'm saying? Like, since we've been sitting here on ESPN, Lamar Jackson, Donovan Mitchell, Dallas Cowboys. Like, that's the stories.
Yeah.
Like, that's what people are talking about everywhere. But yeah. So anyways, point being, I can kind of bounce around in the NBA a little bit. Donovan is the one that I think, you know, obviously being the best guy, that you kind of like, eh, you know, I can follow him. Texter says, I like Mitchell in Miami. What do you think, Steve? Where do you want him to land? Yeah, that's what I was kind of saying. They probably text that right as I was going into that. But, yeah, you know, I think Miami's probably the other really good spot.
Yeah.
You know.
I mean, they're more, I think, turnkey able to make a deep playoff run, too. I mean.
Yeah.
I mean, the Knicks are the Knicks. I mean, they showed signs of being the old Knicks last season. So,
but I mean, a guy like Donovan Mitchell changed that, because
that's,
I
true.
Mean,
they haven't really had a true.
I mean, Knicks had some years with Carmelo there that were,
yeah, Carmelo, Tyson Chandler. I mean, yeah. Good old Chubby Ray Felton was at least, yeah, a serviceable, you know,
right,
in the backcourt. They haven't had a great backcourt.
And, yeah,
I mean, that's been, because the old joke was Derek Fisher, the coach, was the best point guard on the team.
Yeah,
that was not too long ago. So, yeah, no, I mean, like, I think, yeah, Donovan's obviously a game changer. They have some good young talent if they can hold on to Julius and RJ Barrett.
Can they bring somebody else in with him?
I don't know, man. I mean, like, everywhere I'm looking, they're talking about, and I mean, we're talking about not in his prime, because I want to say, like, prime is, like, you know, yeah, 28 to 31 ish, sure. But like,
I would agree with that.
You know, he's entering his prime, Donovan Mitchell at 25. I mean, someone you would think would be a prize piece, and everyone is saying, for a team that has 11 freaking draft picks stocked, yeah, away, the story everywhere is Donovan Mitchell to the Knicks is the asking price too high. So, I mean, so
it's a sign and trade, right? Or are they like
I don't know. Okay. I don't know exactly what the terms are, but okay, everyone is saying that, like, it's going to be exorbitant because Utah wants to get draft picks right now. They made clear.
Yeah, they lost Rudy Gobert,
and they got four of them for freaking Rudy Gobert, which, I mean, yeah, Rudy Gobert's an all-star. I'm not taking anything away from him, but I mean, Donovan's the sexier piece there. So I just, sure. I don't know. I mean, I think they'll be good, obviously, but I don't know if it's going to completely empty the cupboard.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
Yeah,
like I also saw some stories that the Knicks fan in me is nervous. Like, they are notorious for overpaying for people.
Right.
But I will say this, though. If there's one person that's bred for the bright lights of New York, it's Donovan Mitchell.
Yeah,
I mean, he's
absolutely
been prepared for it his entire life.
Well, yeah, and he's the homegrown guy, you know. Yeah, so, I mean,
Mets organization. I mean,
he still goes, like, Donovan threw the first pitch out at Mets game.
Yeah, no, the first time I ever talked to Donovan, and this is like a name drop, but he was a high school kid.
Yeah.
And shout out Ethan Moore doing what he does best. West got him on the air, and I called him, and I was like, who the hell is this kid? Like, I felt like I just talked to a pro athlete.
Yeah.
He was so polished, so calm, so, well, I mean, level-headed, gave good, thoughtful answers. Like, he just, it sounded like he'd been giving interviews since he was 8.
And then you find out he's been around.
Yeah, probably was giving interviews since he was 8. Like, it was incredible.
Texas says, I'm a Cowboys fan. I've adopted the Ravens. I'm the same as you, though. Like, yeah, right. That's what somebody says. But here's the thing, Steve. The Cowboys won't make the Super Bowl in the next 15 years. Thank you for that. It's not nice. I get that, Steve. My father-in-law and I are huge Cowboy fans. He's also a Blue fan. So that was our bond. And he told me in the 90s when he saw him win those chips, he would rather the Cowboys win than UK win. He passed away a while back, but swore to me to keep the secret. We cried when Dallas won. Yeah, like, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, it's like, dude. And I say that because I'm not that in the NBA. Like, I can be bought and sold in the NBA.
Well, I think the fact that, yeah, NFL, football, I feel like, runs deeper.
Sure.
But also the fact that there's so many. And look, we've said it before. A lot of times when the guys up the road go in the NBA, you know, so especially with the ties to KP, suddenly it's like, you know what, you're not so bad anymore.
Oh, yeah, like, yeah, absolutely.
And there's, I mean, seriously, combined. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I'll throw John Morant in there, and I'll throw you know Mitchell Robinson in there. I mean, there's a lot of sprinkle in some Hoosiers. Sorry, Jack, didn't mean to forget. You know, Victor Oladipo. I mean, there's what, like, seriously, 40 local people to follow in the NBA.
Yeah, yeah. There's a ton around here where it's like almost every team you could look and say. Somebody said, "Are the phone lines closed?"
No, I just had it muted. Sorry.
Okay. Sorry. Call back. If you're going to. Yeah. If you.
There we go. I got.
Sorry. Nikki got the call lines back up there. Yeah. 8150-939. But anyways, yeah, so that's something to watch. Donovan Mitchell to the Knicks. Like I said, I just think there are some benefits because I don't know. I look at everything as how does it. I mean, I don't hide it on the show. I mean, I'm pretty open about it. I look at every move as how does it affect Louisville? You know what I'm saying? Like, if it doesn't, then whatever. You know, I don't care. So everything for me is, does it affect Louisville or does it not? And I just think there could be some residual effects there.
Well, I mean, you go to
the Knicks.
You go to both those East Coast teams. They're two of the premier cities on the East Coast.
Yeah.
They both already have local ties. The Knicks, I mean, we laugh about it with, you know, them being the New York Wildcats. I mean, Randall, Quickly, trying to think who, I mean, they got rid of Kevin Knox. I know there's somebody else. Is Nerlens Noel still up there? I should know that. But regardless, I mean, they have, that's at least two Wildcats, prominent Wildcats. And obviously, South Beach as Tyler Hero and Bam Adebayo. Mm-hmm. I mean,
would you wonder if Hero would make it through that? Like, I feel like he would be a piece that,
that
Miami would part with. Because,
well, the same thing with Quickly in New York.
That's a good point. Yeah, that's a good point. Quickly might be somebody that they have to part with to get Donovan. So
they made it abundantly clear they don't want to get rid of RJ Barrett.
Yeah.
And I mean, Julius Randle was your all-star.
Like, I'm not going to trade away all my good players. That's like Miami. If Miami gets Donovan Mitchell, they're thinking I'm creating Jimmy Butler, Bam, and Donovan. You know, like, we're not getting rid of those guys, so you're gonna have to get rid of Hero or somebody like that. You know, and Quickly might be that piece that ends up having to go.
I've heard, I've heard he's like the main.
I mean, good young player that kind of softens the Donovan Mitchell blow if you're New York, or if you're Utah
a little bit.
You know, I mean,
you're getting rid of a guard and getting a guard.
He's kind of more of a diet Donovan Mitchell, you know, and I mean,
right. But that's
fun in the rivalry too.
Yeah.
You know, but it's like it's true.
It's a diet.
Yeah, like so. All right, let's do this. Let's stay on schedule. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, some stuff coming out from the basketball team, some pictures, some different things. One really awesome picture that I want to talk about too. So, a couple, actually three really awesome pictures that I want to talk about. Some things going on over there. Middays with Marcus Maben. Maben's out doing his wedding thing. Steve Rummage, Nick Valvano. We're going to take you up to noon here. So, Middays with Marcus Maben on 93.9 The Ville.
They fail our king's test. And a man who fancies himself a god feels a very human chill crawl up his spine.
Marcus Maven. Do you hear that? Just like, that's a movie you have to watch.
Dude.
Like, that's what I say. That's like a man rite of passage or a woman rite of passage. What?
Yeah, women in that are arguably more badass.
The women in that movie are incredible. Like they have so many good lines, man, in that movie. And what's like, somebody said they were fighting them. They was like, "What? Don't you something about their women or women?" You know what I'm saying? And he was kind of like, he says that he's like, "Marched our women out here.
Would have been even worse.
Been worse for you, yeah." Man, that's tremendous.
That movie, that music keeps playing. I'm gonna have to just jump up and punch Jack or Jason in the face.
It's amazing.
Patty Ice with an RKO.
There are so many scenes in that movie that are just like go-to scenes. You're like, oh yeah, so much there. Yeah, it's incredible. I love it. It's a great.
I'll be honest.
Sorry for anybody that hasn't seen it.
The sequel, Rise of an Empire.
Yeah,
not terrible.
Not terrible, not great.
Didn't live up to the first one, but not awful.
Yeah.
Eva Green's in it.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-mm-mm.
Yeah.
Mm-mm-mm.
Yeah. She was awesome in that movie, too.
Yeah. And I know, like, they take some creative liberties with the first one. The second one's really actually how the war, like, the battle, like, Themistocles, like, Leonidas is a G, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But Themistocles is, like, the actual, like.
Yeah, you know, right.
He's like,
right.
You hold the line, great, but, like, you know, I'm going to. Crazy naval shenanigans and pull this one out for the good guys.
Well, yeah, I mean, but that's the story. It's like, you know, you set it up with, to have a reason to go to war.
Right.
And that's
right.
Why Leonidas went, because he knows, like, they're going to kill us. And if you kill the king, like, it's over. Like,
right.
Now it's on. You know what I'm saying?
I can't just go down.
Yeah.
Be, like.
Oh, yeah, and it's just a great movie. It's just a great movie.
Did you ever try to do, like, the workout for it or whatever? Like, college, I did, some of them.
The Spartan workout?
Yeah. Like, I just remember one of them was, like, you have, like, a bench, and it's not, like, a ton of weight, but I never could bench that much anyway.
Yes.
But it's, like, I want to say what's, like, two
plates, like just 145 on each side.
Yeah,
it's 135.
Okay, yeah, 135. You hold 135 up,
uh-huh.
And you balance it, and then you do like ab, like leg raises, and then like
that's pretty tough. Yeah,
I know. So then like you would do that, and then like you rep it out like five times, and then like you go back to doing the. Like the core stuff, and I like actually was able to do it in college, and I was like, holy crap, this
really
is... Yeah, but that was the only one. Like, they had like pull-ups and stuff like that, and all those I sucked at, but that was the one that I could do, and I oh my god,
it's pretty impressive, man.
It kicked my
ass. I'll give you props on that. Like, I was gonna make fun of you, and
oh, there's a lot. So
I was gonna kind of be like, oh,
press, there's a lot.
Like, oh, that's all the weight you use, but actually that's pretty impressive, man. Well, I'm
it was more just stabilizing,
yeah.
And my bench press, like I never could really bench press more than that.
My bench press never was insane. Like, my deadlifts, over 400. You know what I'm saying? My squats, over 400. My hang cleans were... I got in the 300s, but like I wasn't great with them. Like, for being a guy my size. Bench... 275.
Oh, my bench is.
Yeah, just.
My bench
I never could.
At least, like, I mean,
never could get over that.
Barbell or a dumbbell bench was okay.
Here's my thing. I have really long arms and not a huge chest, right? So I have a long way. I'm making excuses for myself, but I have a long way to go. And you know, and you're not, I mean, maybe if I arched my back up and did all that extra stuff, I could have got a little more, but I'm saying like a true bench. Like I have a long way to go from here to here. Like, yeah. Whereas I had buddies.
Have long arms. Yeah.
Yeah. I had buddies, man, that would be, I mean, gosh, they had huge chests and like these little stubby arms. They were like, you get the thing off there. It's like, and I'm like, well, yeah, you're benching 375, 400, but like,
you can move 6 inches.
Yeah. Like,
and I know what 6 inches looks like. That's 3 inches more than
what I see on a daily basis. So it's like, but yeah, yeah. So, but now, like I said, man, squat rack, you know, deadlifts, I would be up there with the best of them. Like, yeah, man, give me 450, give me 475, you know, whatever it is.
Yeah, that's
like, let's go. But yeah, I just, my bench was never great. And like I said, crap. I say 275, but you gotta understand, I'm 6'3", 260, you know, I mean, 275 is good.
Right.
Like for a guy my size that's being recruited and stuff like that. I mean, like even now I've probably read 225 a few times. You know what I'm saying? Like,
that's impressive, man. My bench has always been. I could like,
you know what the worst
military
thing?
Press more than I could bench, dude.
Okay, like, hear me out. I hadn't lifted in a long time. I'm going to tell a story real quick because we got a ton to get to. Somebody said, what movie is that from? The 300, the first one. 300, the first one. And I did some stuff with OVW. We did a little backstage segment, right? Where we were lifting and, you know, guy comes in, kind of pushes the bar down, does his thing, you know, whatever.
Right.
Dude, I was like, oh, you know, they were like, oh, we'll just put 135 on there. I'm like, all right, I can look for 135, you know. And they're like, no, we'll probably have to do this like 8-9 times, you know. And I'm like, oh, yeah, whatever. Like, I ended up repping that like 150 times that day.
Oh, my God.
I'm not kidding. Like, that's not an exaggeration. It literally was like 100. It was like 115 times is what I counted. Because, like, you're shooting the segment. So, like, you get 8 in. And there's like, oh, you know, he comes in, whatever. And then it's like, okay, let's try it again. You know, a little something happened here. So, it's like, all right. You know, it's like, boom, boom, boom. You know, like, we did it like 7, 8, 9 times. And I was like, by the end, I'm like, okay, like, we're going to have to get this or else.
Yeah, it's like starting to get a little stiff.
It's going to be like Steve's repping the bar.
Can we do this with another exercise? Like a barbell curl or something?
Somebody says, you sound like Michael Scott during the push-up contest saying push-ups are easy for Stanley because he has all the weight to help him go down. Oh my gosh, that's funny. Well, that's creepy.
Oh, hey, Justin, what's up?
I was like, that visual for me, I just that never got
I saw my a hairy arm like around my, and I was like, oh, that's not Patty Ice. He's not that hairy.
It's Nick's shirt.
Yeah. By the way, speaking of arms, we were talking about this with PK and I after the game. Jack, I didn't realize Jack Grossman has the longest effing arms.
Oh, dude.
On the planet. Like, and shout out Jackie Boy because he's dropped basically an entire jockey at this point.
Jack's a specimen.
He is. Like, seriously, like, I think he's dropped, you know, Jack, correct me if I'm wrong if you're listening, buddy. I think he's dropped like 80 pounds.
That's crazy.
I mean, he looks terrific.
He looks great.
But when he was kind of a more portly gent, he didn't notice how long his arms were.
Yeah.
Because they were just big arms on a big fella. But now that he's a more spelt dude, like, I think he might have the longest arms, like, of a non-basketball player in the studio.
That might be true.
I don't think I'm exaggerating. His arms, like, if he goes, like, straight down, his arms are, like, his fingers are well past his knees. I swear.
Oh, that very well might be true. Yeah, that's pretty.
How do we cultivate that into kickball talent?
Yeah, right. I know. Jack plays well, though.
No, he does. I'm just saying, like, he's good.
I get to be snobby in kickball. See, I get to be snobby in kickball because I'm much better at kickball. Like, softball, I'm just not great. So I'm like, I got to kind of, like, you know, just kind of be in a kickball. I can be snobby.
Right.
You know, I mean, got to do this and stuff. So
I finally went 2 for 2, and now all of a sudden I'm effing Pele out there. And I'm like, yeah, okay, guys, this is what we need to do. Get behind the runner. They're like, Nick, you didn't pop up one game. Calm the F down.
Just get $5.
Way. We have a sponsor. Did you hear that?
I heard that.
Yes. The gas bags and Team Nick Falvano. Kickbags. I kind of like
that's
that.
That's kind of good.
Kickbags. I like that. The kickbags. We are officially sponsored by Ellis and Bodenhausen, and we will be doing weekly injury updates.
Yeah.
Because we are have been prone to pull.
We have them. And believe it or not, like, I feel like kickball is even worse.
Yeah. One of our most fit people, she's like a young, spry, like 22-year-old. Elena, if you're listening, feel better, my dear. She, like, played high school soccer.
She's super cool, too.
Oh, she's awesome. Kid. Great kid. But she, like, tweaked her knee. Second game. Ridiculous.
I know. Like, I come out with a broken hand, and we can blame it on kickball. Even though I roll with that hand.
Yeah,
so I've been having, like, Kurt Schilling blood on the sock S games out there, Jason. Like, I mean, I'm rolling with a broken hand, and it's just like, strike, you know, and they're like, yeah. And listen, I can roll. I'm pretty good roller. Yeah,
pretty solid roller. Pretty good roller. You killed your spot. I got to give you props on that one.
Thank you.
Yes.
We don't have too many weak links. We just have, like, one or two mistakes that we make. I made one last game, like, so I'm not
going to. I forgot about the tag up rule.
I cost us that eighth run, which ended up being the one that the ball went. I mean, it was right on the ground, and I thought I could just scoop it, and I was like a little too high, and it went right up. And the ref was right there, and I was like, it cost us eighth run.
Dude, that ref was cool as hell. He had no idea what he was doing. By his own admission, he was just out there with a beer, and he turned and asked us, like, how many outs are there? We're like, that's your job, bro.
Standing there with the Bush Light, just. How many outs? Oh my
I'd happily go to a watering hole with that guy.
He was cool.
Anytime. He was cool as hell. But, like, I think it was his first game, and there were, like, four times he, like, turned to you, to me, to, like, PK. It was like, how many outs we got? We're like, dude.
That's awesome. All right. Top of the hour. Play us out, Nikki. When we come back, we got some heavy sports to talk about. Jody Demling was on this morning. I thought he said a lot of good things. We'll get into that. I've been talking about these pictures, these things that are coming out from over there at the Planet Fitness Keever Center. I want to talk about that when we get back. We're actually going to do that. I need a little more time than what we had to really dive into that. So we'll take a break here, and when we come back, we'll get into all that. Heavy on the U of L basketball, really, in this hour. So it'll be a fun time. So middays with Mark Smaven here on 93.9 The Ville.
GE Appliance Park is now hiring full-time positions with up to a $2,500 hiring bonus. Apply today at makeitatthepark.com or text GEA Park to 844-MY-APPLY. That's GEA Park to 844-692-7759. Make a difference. Make it at the park.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.